All right. Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
We can kick this off with Matt.
Hey, Bob. We saw Sky Bolt make that sort of diving catch out there yesterday. And obviously, he and there are a couple outfielders between like him and Barrera, Tom, who were a little bit late. But is that still a competitive group? Is there still a competition there?
Yeah, I mean, we look forward to seeing Tom get out there. I mean, he's Rule 5 guy, so there's some reason to like him. The organization obviously likes him. So he'll probably – I think we're still targeting around right around the 15th to get out there in some games. But, yeah, we're going to take a hard look at all those guys.
Manolo.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you? Hey, we understand that Montas is still in the level of throwing simulated games. How is he doing right now? Are you very confident that he will be able to put up enough innings in the Cactus League to be able to join your rotation from the first week of the season?
As long as we don't get any setbacks right now, I would say yeah. I mean, he was throwing 98 the other day in a simulated game. So, you know, obviously with some of the issues he had and, you know, could affect your endurance and so forth, we didn't see any ill effects his last sim game. So, yes, I think at this pace, he still has, a good chance to be in the rotation when the season starts.
Yes, and, you have Bassett today, Luzardo tomorrow. Is there any indication for a Latino friend of yours, a writer, to believe that your opening day starter might be between one of those two guys?
Manolo, you can speculate all you want. And I usually try to target that for a little bit later based on the fact that nobody's pitched in a real game yet. I would say even superstitious-wise, that wouldn't be the prudent thing to do. But you can speculate all you want. I mean, look, Bassett had a terrific year last year. Lizardo, we showed a ton of faith in, obviously, in the games that we pitched with him. We think he has a very high ceiling. Top of the rotation type guy. So you can do all the speculating you want, but at some point in time, I'll make that announcement.
Ken.
Morning, Bob.
Ken Korak.
How are you there?
All right.
In terms of your own, all these years you've been managing and the importance of the fundamentals in the spring, have you evolved or changed in what you ask of your players and the things that you want them to learn and drill during spring training?
That's a good question. We have, it depends on the team, but we really embrace defense here. And if you watched our game yesterday, there are some really good defensive plays. Obviously, the seventh inning didn't go well for us, but we did some really good things defensively that I enjoyed that game for the most part yesterday. Also, the fact that we had a couple of number one picks get some big hits for us. But yes, it is very important. We work. We get a lot of feedback from players that come here that have been different places. And, a lot of the talk or a lot of the feedback we get is you guys really put an emphasis on fundamentals and defense and trying to do the right thing and play the game the right way. So it feels good when other players tell you that. But the short answer to your question is yes.
Is the language pretty universal around the game or plays that you want to emphasize? Like, I know you have your defenses with a runner at third base, less than two outs and things like that.
Yes. And, with Kotz being, the infield guy this year and third base coach, we have to break him in. He had a really good game yesterday, too, with some of the sends that he had. Those games are important for new third base coaches that you get a game where you're getting a lot of action and made all the right calls. He feels good about that. What was the question again? Sorry.
That's good. You got it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it is. We try to do the right, we really put a high standard on cutoffs and relays. I hate bad throws into the infield that short hop somebody. And if you don't pick, if you don't pick it cleanly, a guy comes around and scores. That actually happened. Those are the things that we don't just let it go. The next day is definitely addressed, and the guys understand the importance of trying to play a clean fundamental game.
Matt?
Was the Nick Allen relay home then sort of one of the highlights yesterday?
It was. Cosma made a good throw too on a on an infield in. The relay from the outfields were clean too. You know, we had one throw yesterday from, you know, Sky threw one in, kind of short hop Dolly, which wasn't great. But, you know, Sky's just getting out there right now. But those are the type of things that we address. That was one of the better plays. It was a great relay throw, but both from the outfield and from Nick.
And then a Bassett question. Obviously, he did have the strong season last year. What are the indications that that's something that he can sustain? Obviously, he's pitched in sort of a swing role in recent years, but in terms of being a starter over a full season, what are the indications that he can do that consistently?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year, I think he was five and pitched his way all the way up into probably our most consistent starter by the end of the season. And we've seen him grow here and do some great things and make the adjustment from a long man to a starter, to a swing guy, to, you know, and it took some time to be able to embrace different roles, you know, the versatility that he brought us. But then when you perform in the fashion that he did, you put yourself in a position to be, you know, a starter every 5 days. And he did that last year. So it's, you know, coming back this year and, you know, not taking everything for granted, going about his business the way he did in the past and trying to earn everything. But to this point, he's definitely earned a starter spot. And like I said, was probably our most consistent guy in the second half last year.
Manolo.
Bob, a great friend of yours is hitting bombs in front of the scouts looking for a job this year. Have you had a chance to talk recently to Joanny Cesares? I know you love the guy. And yeah. Is he one of those players like Jed Lowrie that could take 2 years off because of injuries and come back making a great impression with another team?
I have no idea, no doubt that he could. And I saw a little bit of the video of his showcase. I sent him a message. We're not in the position, unfortunately, but man, I really believe whoever picks him up, he's going to help him. When he's motivated, he's as electric player as I've ever had. So I wish him the best. I hope he hooks on with somebody soon. And like I said, I have no doubt that he would contribute to any team that picked him up.
Matt?
I just said, did Puck come out of his simulated innings okay yesterday?
Yeah, and I think he has one more of those. I believe one more of those and then into games, but I'm not sure. I'll check on that and let you know after.
And you still thinking Rosenthal might be able to get off the mound later this week?
Yeah, I do. He's playing catch. He actually asked me if he'd get off the mound today, but the trainers will – probably have a say in that too. So once he does, I'll let you know, but he feels a lot better. Talk to him this morning.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.